Hallelujah.
I gave a revelation of somebody, Sister Stardom. You know, God is we serve a merciful God. Now somebody sentenced to death. She's one of those that came out. And I received some ministration concerning her. That's why I told you. And this is her first time of coming to this church. Where do you worship?
I'm a Catholic.
Catholic?
Yes, sir.
From the East?
Yes, sir.
Today is your first time coming here?
Yes, sir.
She came to, you know, very funny. What is it that happened to you? Let's hear what happened to you.
My body is just dying off.
When did you start noticing it?
Some months ago, it was going down gradually. And right now, it's just a little thing is just holding me here.
She can't even feel anything again. All her nerves, everything, gone. See? But the interesting aspect is that where we want to see God, you came to choose Him.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Because you don't know about this church now. Have you ever heard about this church?
My uncle just called, my in-law just called me that is a church he's watching now, that I should rush down to the church.
Oh, he was watching us now.
Yes.
And call you in choosing.
Yes.
That there is a church behind there that you should come.
Yes.
You see, and God honored that.
Yes. I left
and brought you out now.
Yes, sir.
Does that not give you faith that you will not die?
Give me faith.
Okay. Now, not only you. See something, church. Listen. Igbo was quoting it too. And let me quickly quote it too. Listen, church. As Christians, we are in a battlefield. The enemy does not want you to progress. Every one of us, we have enemies. Don't joke with your prayer life. The only reason what gives us the overcoming power, please, if you can screen it for us, Revelation chapter 12, listen, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. See where I am going? It's a popular scripture. Just meditate on it. You are hearing it for the first time. He said, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Yes, he will accuse you. He can accuse you of your past, accuse you of your fornication, all the lie you have spoken, all the evil you have done, all the abortions you have done, all the robbery you have robbed, all the nonsense you have done, known and unknown before man. But how do we overcome that accuser that is accusing us before our God day and night? It's verse 11. And they, brethren, overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. Two things we overcome by, the two of them must flow together. Number one is by the blood of the Lamb. The second one is by the word of their testimonies. The testimony there, I have said it, is not to stand at the altar here and give testimony of what God has done for you. That is not the one they are talking about. The testimony there is the life that you live. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. There's something you are doing, that is what he uses to hinder your prayers. Jesus Christ said, he said, the prince of this world cometh, but he will find nothing in me. He's searching to see if he can use anything as a reason to frustrate him. But he will see nothing. We as believers, he will come also to search us. But the life that we live, amen. The life that we live, a life of righteousness, Righteousness there is a life pleasing before God. Anything that you know is scripturally wrong, don't do it. And anything your conscience tells you it is wrong, it is not your conscience when you're a Christian, it is the Spirit of God in you. Stop it. And if for any reason you fall into sin, don't remain there. Jump out immediately and ask for forgiveness. And repent immediately. That is the word of our testimony. Now, but they overcome it by the blood of the Lamb. Because the sins that we commit, the matter was settled on the cross of Calvary. That's why Jesus Christ is our advocate. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 says so. He is our advocate. Why? Because by his blood, hallelujah, the power that the enemy has over us was broken. On the cross of Calvary, the last statement he made, and that ended his ministry there, the payment, the ministry that time was the price for redemption. He paid it with his own blood. That's why he shouted, "It is finished." And remember, he didn't shout, "It is finished," until that Roman soldier pierced him by the side, and the blood and water touched the earth. When that blood touched the earth, every curse working against you was broken. Every other covenant, ancestral, foundational, whatever it is, any other blood covenant, when that blood touched the earth, it was broken. Remember, in Genesis chapter 3, God cursed the ground for the sake of Adam. That blood was sanctified. That ground was sanctified when the blood of Jesus Christ touched it. Therefore, whatever we do, we must prosper. No more struggle. As long as you live a life pleasing before God. And remember, the power of living a righteous life. The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies. There is power itself of living a life of righteousness. And people mistake that you think you overcome Satan by bind and do night vigil and do dry fasting. No dry fasting. If you do dry fasting for Satan, he will follow you, join dry fasting to counter you. Because that is not where the overcoming power is. Know your Bible. If you don't know your Bible, somebody sent me a text this morning. He said, "The pastor confirmed the Sabbatarians say that Seventh-day Adventists, and they say that the Bible say that if you don't keep the Sabbath holy, you cannot enter into the kingdom." I say it's because they don't know their Bible. The condition to go to the Bible, to the kingdom of God, is in John chapter 3. Except a man be born again. They didn't say except a man keep a Sabbath. People, know your Bible so that nobody confuses you. That is why you are always looking for somebody else to pray for you. The power to overcome Satan is with you, is within you. Live a life pleasing before him. Then he said, overcome by the blood. It is everyone that identifies. He said he is the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto him. Amen. That blood that Jesus Christ shed is no ordinary blood. It was a serious thing happening on earth here. People don't know it. You're under the blood. How? You repent. Ask God to forgive you. Change of life. And in that attitude of repentance, you go for water baptism. When you come out of that water baptism, every sin you have ever committed before that Satan was used against you is remitted. They will ask you, "Where are they? They are all
under the blood of the cross of Calvary.
Where they are? Where they are?
As far removed as darkness is from God.
See where your sin is.
In the sin of God's
cross, that's good enough for me.
That's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
They ask me why I'm happy,
so I just tell them why.
Because
My sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
When I meet,
people don't even know the power in water baptism for a repentant soul that has truly decided, I won't live that useless life again, and truly repent. Repent is total turnaround. If a man be in Christ, a new creature. All things are past. Your own nature, they are past. When you come to that estate, and in that estate, you enter that water, it does two things. Your sins are remitted because it is written, Hebrews 9:22. He said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Our sins that was imputed on us from the Garden of Eden was remitted on the cross of Calvary by the blood of Jesus Christ. You need that revelation so that you know who you are in Christ. If you're a true Christian,